Jim Toronto here at WGN 720 AM, filling in for Dean Richards, who's gallivanting out in Washington, D.C. He says he went to a family wedding. I just think he wanted to get on a plane and hobnob with the Obamas. We have in the studio today, if you watch WGN television news, and it seems from the ratings that most of you do, we have Dina Bear, the co-anchor, as well as the medical reporter in WGN.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. I've actually never been in this studio. I've looked from the outside like every other person who walks by and listens.
You've never been. Isn't this the greatest office?
This is spectacular.
Yeah, this is the greatest office there is. There's no better view. And I mean, in the summer when it's warm, it's people watching.
Right.
It's really, you're sort of in a fishbowl, but hey, we're all performers, so we love to be looked at. Give me a break. I love people go, oh, I don't really like it. Give me a break. You love being in here.
Oh, I think it's
watching.
Kind of
fun. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, come on. That's why we're in this business. Give me a break. We're all narcissists. Let's just admit it and move on. We have to waste time saying that we're not. Now, we were talking during the before you came on here, and I had my godson, Patrick, my millennial meter, and we were talking about the man bun.
Ah, yes.
And Patrick, now how old is your son?
My son is 19.
Oh, he's 19.
And he has the man bun.
So your son has a man bun. But see, he's 19.
He's got long, thick Italian hair, and I think the only way to really contain it is to put it in the bun.
So now where is his bun located?
He does not wear the top bun like Joakim Noah. I mean,
okay.
he does more the bottom, like
just
nape of the neck.
Because he has long hair.
He has long hair. He's a musician. He's not going to cut it. You know,
right.
Plays saxophone, music major, Columbia. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, see, now what's so funny, because even, I mean, Patrick, you're off mic, so but Patrick's still in the studio. But what's so funny is now within the millennial group, we're having debates because the young millennials must think the bun is cool. And this craggy old crusty veteran, my godson Patrick, who's 31, he's saying anti-bun. How does your son?
I don't think my son does it because it's cool. I think he does it because it's easy.
Oh, I see. There you go. Does he have facial hair?
He does have a little facial hair. Yeah,
right.
A little goatee kind of thing. And,
right.
And again, that's because
he
doesn't want to shave. You know. And me, who couldn't be more conservative,
right.
I just have to embrace it because I love you and I love whatever you do, honey.
And then, you know, 25 years from now, we'll show you the pictures of the bun and we'll go, what were you thinking?
Exactly.
Right.
But it'll be a great conversation piece for his kids,
yeah, exactly.
When they are doing the same thing to him.
Right. Well, we have Dina here today because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you, tomorrow on WGN Television, you and Dean Richards are co-hosting a program all about breast cancer.
Dean and I have been doing this for so many years, and the beauty of it is that the show changes every year because we are fortunate enough to be able to report on advancements in care for people. And that doesn't just mean the body, it means the spirit as well. You know, programs that are helping people mentally get through cancer. So our goal is always twofold. The education. If people don't know about the symptoms of cancer, about the screenings that they should be getting, they won't get it diagnosed at a time when it is more treatable. The other is, if we don't rally the troops, because let's face it, everyone's life has been touched by cancer. Your mother had breast
cancer.
Yes,
I was just saying. Yeah.
Any one of our listeners out there, I'm sure in some way, shape, or form have been touched by cancer. So if we don't get together and try to fund research, we're not going to have those advancements that will save lives, because things have come a long way, especially in the last decade. There are so many more treatments, but people are still dying. A dear friend of mine, 2 years ago, 40 years old, mother of three, passed away from breast cancer. It still happens every day. And we need to do something to change that. So hopefully we can achieve those goals in this show, doing it year after year because we're committed to it. And because it's different every year, we can get the word out in a new way.
And not only do you, with the show that will be airing tomorrow at 8:30 on Channel 9, WGN, and will also be streamed live on WGNTV.com. And there will be also, it will be shown on CLTV. On Saturday, October 22nd at 10 p.m.
We are going to get the most out of this baby. We're going to make sure
everybody sees
it who can.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, what's also good, apparently, from what I was just reading information, so you're all, not only do you talk about the medical advances, but you do share stories that people have. Sometimes regular people, in quotes, but I guess you're going to talk to Sheryl Crow.
Yes, she talks about her breast cancer battle. She's healthy now. She looks more beautiful than ever. She talks about how cancer really helped her put her life in perspective, to appreciate every gift that you have, because you know every day is not a given.
Right.
But she is also talking about 3D mammography and encouraging women to go get their mammography. Mammography has really been the gold standard for so many years. One of the things that I'm actually most excited about this show to report on is a new scan called ABUS, All Breast Ultrasound. And this is something that is brand new. It's not even in all of the hospitals in our area yet. And the patient that we interviewed for this had her annual mammogram, and it was clean. And her doctor suggested that she get this ABUS scan, and she had invasive breast cancer. So if she didn't get that scan, she would have waited a year with cancer growing
inside
her. Until
the tumor was visible.
Potentially spreading to her lymph nodes, potentially spreading to her liver, to her brain, to a point where she couldn't treat it, and it may have been deadly. And in this case, she found it early because of this new scan. So I am so excited about this. It's also a scan for people who have dense breasts. So I'm a cancer survivor. For me, I had cancer in my right breast. And virtually every year when I go back for my mammogram, they find something that they say, oh, this looks a little suspicious. And then you're sitting there and you've got that feeling again, like, oh, dear God, please don't let the cancer be back again.
Right.
And you have to go back for MRIs or ultrasounds or other scans. So my doctor recommended that I have this scan in conjunction with my mammogram. And when I did, thank you, God, just 2 weeks ago, the scan is clean.
There you go.
But she said, we would have called you back. Because I'm telling you, when we saw this mammogram, there was something bizarre on it. So it gives peace of mind, but it also finds things that the mammogram missed. So watch the special, see about the ABUS scan, and ask your doctor about it. If you are a woman, if you are a man who is in love with a woman, has a mother, a sister, a wife, get them to get this.
Well, that was the thing, like I said, not only from the medical standpoint, but to hear the stories of people like you and other people to tell their personal story. Because, as I said, I think my mom had she had a mastectomy of one breast in 1967. I was like 3 years old.
Okay,
I remember my mom going to the hospital. I remember me staying with, you know, aunts and uncles.
And that was the time when they said cancer. You know,
they
whispered it. People didn't talk about it.
Oh, believe
like
me. No, I think, I mean, in fact, she didn't even, I mean, I kind of guessed. I remember something happened. I would hear stories and, you know, little whispers and stuff. But she didn't really tell me because for many years, because I think during that time, not only were you whispering the word cancer, but then breast cancer was even more. I mean, this was, you know, this was a very personal and as a private thing. And I think there wasn't shame necessarily, but there was a little embarrassment. And a lot of women, I think, at that time just had it done quietly. And now you're hearing people like yourselves and others sharing this, letting people know not only about the, you know, the technological advances, but giving somebody trying to take the fear out of it and say, look, I'm alive and I got through it and I had it and it's gone. And it gives people a little inspiration.
And here's the tragedy about what your mother went through. Because it wasn't talked about back then, there wasn't this level of emotional support.
Right.
And studies have shown that your immune system suffers. Your ability to fight the cancer suffers when you're under stress. Cancer is always going to be stressful. Let's face it. It's never
easy.
Yeah,
how could it not be?
But it is easier if you have people who can say that to you. I have been through this and I've come out the other side better, stronger, happier than I ever was before.
Yeah, I mean,
and we do interview a 37-year survivor, someone who you would think would just put this in the closet and say, forget about it, it's been a long time. And you know what? She is raising funds for the Lynn Sage Center for Patient Support. Because she knows when she was diagnosed, she didn't get that level of support. And now they are giving it.
Well, my mom did not die from cancer. She lived to be 86. So she had a long life. So obviously, whatever, you know, I mean, it was, an extreme cure. She had a mastectomy, but at the same time, it obviously worked. But the funny thing is, to this point, too, you asked me, you know, before, were you touched by it? It was such a non-factor. Like in her sharing that with me, plus I'm the only child, I'm a boy, so maybe it's, you know, she felt embarrassed too. But it's important to know that my mom had cancer as far as my health is concerned. Yeah, and so when I think of health problems, I don't think of cancer necessarily, because it wasn't drummed into me as much as, you know, I know that I've got, you know, there's high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, these other things, because those are easy to talk about. Oh, there's, you know, heart problem, blah, blah. But this cancer was, like I said, kind of shielded. And then I'm saying to myself, no, wait a minute. I do have cancer in my genes.
And for your children, if you have, you could pass that on.
So,
my grandmother died of cancer. My mother's two sisters died of cancer. It's all over our family.
Yeah.
When I was first coming up, I didn't realize what that meant for me. Now I do.
Yeah.
Again, that's the education. Yeah. Getting people to realize that if it's in your family, you have a likelihood, and you better be more diligent about getting your scans.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Dina. You're actually going to go to a breast cancer event.
Yes, we have an event at Carnival for Dancing with Chicago Celebrities. That is our annual fundraiser every year, raises funds for research and support in the Chicago area. All the funds stay locally, and we are at Carnival dancing and eating today and raising money.
Do you need to go? Because if you do, it's...
I can stay for a little bit longer.
Because I've got... Okay, that's fine. I promise I'll get you out here by noon.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, very good. So we'll talk with Dina when we come back with a break. We'll take a... Yeah, I think we'll just take a break and I'll do the reader, right, Bennett? Yeah. See, I'm letting the... I'm opening the curtain. Behind the scenes stuff. That's
okay.
My charm. You didn't know that because we never met.
But we need the commercials, right?
Well, we do need the commercials. We do need the commercials.
Operation here.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that looks at the commercials as the stuff that's in between the good stuff. But the station looks at it the other way.
I know it.
The programming is the stuff in between the good stuff. So we're going to have good stuff for all of you, content-wise and advertising-wise, right after this. And that is exactly where you're at here at WGN, 720 AM. I'm Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this afternoon. It's not afternoon yet. Give me 6 minutes. And someone who works on a daily basis, and so you see Dean every day.
I am lucky enough to see Dean and work with him every day.
What is Dean like in the morning?
I love
him. Is he crabby?
Well, by the time I get there, he's been in for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, so then,
because
so
I'm not working on the morning show with him. I work on the midday show with him.
But you must get in relatively early, though, right?
But not that early.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm 8 a.m. okay. In the building, and he's already been at it for hours at that point. Dean is such the consummate professional.
Yeah, he really is.
I really adore working with him. I've done telethons with him. We used to do the MDA
telethon. I miss you guys in the telethon. It's not Labor Day anymore.
I know.
It's not Labor Day anymore.
I still stay active with MDA and
do you?
My son's band, actually. My son and my husband playing a band together, three of my sons.
Oh, wow.
And they're playing their fundraiser this weekend
at
Navy Pier. So, but yeah, I love working with Dean. He's just, he's the greatest.
Well, Dina is working with Dean again. You can see this tomorrow night. October 17th, Monday, on WGN at 8:30. It's a show called Stories of Hope, Facing Breast Cancer, and it is because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this is a show that you've done for several years now.
It is. And one of the other new things that we're talking about this year are breast cancer genes, because people hear about the BRCA genes, BRCA 1 and 2, and they think, oh, you know, that's it. But there are really so many other genes that would impact your life in a way that would make you more susceptible to breast cancer. And doctors are just beginning to figure that out. So every year with more research, they learn more about who's susceptible. They learn more about how to diagnose the disease. And thankfully, they're learning new treatments involving immunotherapy, kicking your own immune system into gear to beat cancer, as opposed to only giving chemotherapy, which just literally attacks all the cells, cancer cells and good cells.
Did you have chemotherapy?
I did not have chemotherapy, no. Sadly, they said there wasn't a chemotherapy that would work for my particular cancer. And that's a scary thing at the time when there's no therapy. But they said if it spreads somewhere where we can surgically remove it, we'll just keep going in. And I said, keep cutting. Keep going. These are my war wounds. And, you know, they're what make you whole again in a way, because then you can live your life healthfully by getting the cancer out.
Yeah. Is it when you get that that diagnosis, what happens? Like physically, I mean, are you jolted?
I was actually shopping, which is so rare because I never shop. I hate to shop, but I had to get a dress for an event. And I was in a department store when the doctor called. And you literally sit there and your jaw drops. Like, did I hear you correctly? And then you're kind of wandering around in circles, like you just don't know where you are. But then as a mother, your first thought is, my children. how am I going to get through this in a way that impacts them
minimally? And they were young at the time, right?
They were young at the time. They had four little kids. And when doctors tell you there's no effective treatment for your cancer, you say, wait a second. That means no mother for four kids. That's not okay. We have to do something about that. And that's why I'm so passionate about trying to raise the funds to come up with better ways to treat people, whether it be for breast cancer or other cancers. Because truly, the research for breast cancer is also yielding new information for other cancers as well. And so all research is a good thing. And that means saving lives, because going through chemotherapy is certainly not easy, especially if you've got little kids that you're trying to take care of. You're exhausted and you're physically just not well.
Well, I think about, I mean, now when you're saying that too, I mean, I think about myself once again. As I said, my mom had a mastectomy when I was three. So, I mean, there's a chance and she could have died. You know, I wouldn't, I might not even have known her.
Right.
Even though I was alive, when you're three or four, I mean, your memories are little pictures. They're not really... You know, so that, I mean,
so you're so blessed to have had all those years after that. But the other thing is, think about how hard it was for her. Now, as a 3-year-old, I'm pretty sure that you wanted to get picked up all the time. You're an only child. You were a mama's boy.
Right.
Go ahead, admit it.
I fully admit I'm a mama's boy and proud
so
of it.
Here she is, just having had surgery on the muscles and the tissue right there when she's trying to pick you up. But I bet she didn't let you sit there when you cried, Mama. She picked you up anyway.
I never
and
thought
that,
of that
is the strength and resilience that so many people have gone through. And that is why hearing their stories of hope is so important, because you say, by God, I can do this.
Well, Dina, you have been a great advocate for this, and it's great that you have given your time so much throughout the years, and you're actually leaving here now to go to another event.
Yes, so come on out. If you are listening to this and you are in the vicinity of Carnival, come and say hello. Help us raise money for breast cancer research and support. We are trying to raise money all year long. And thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to educate people.
Yes, please watch the show tomorrow at WGN TV, Channel 9, October 17th at 8:30. It's called Stories of Hope, Facing Breast Cancer. It's co-hosted by Dina Bear, who is obviously on the WGN Midday News and also the medical reporter on the Medical Watch. And she's co-hosting that with Dean Richards. And we will certainly be tuned in and look forward to see some of the interesting facts about breast cancer, just keeping the drums beating.